بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كأني أنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحكي نبيا من الأنبياء صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم ضربه قومه فأدموه وهو يمسح الدم من وجهه يقول: اللهم اغفر لقومي فإنهم لا يعلمون. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter of patience, that a person should exercise patience. And sabr is also something that a person has to train himself, he has to learn to make sabr. And when the occasion comes, then he must be ready to make sabr on that. First of all, we beg of Allah that we don't have some difficult conditions on which we have to make sabr. Allah save us from that. But when those conditions come, we should be ready. And this is the correct Islamic way. The way of the non-believers is that when a problem comes, now they start going for counseling. The Islamic way is you are prepared for it from before. So when that difficulty comes, immediately already you are ready, you don't need counseling. In fact, you will be counseling others and telling others to make sabr. Anyway, so this sabr has to be learned, and this hadith also explains further that how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the Anbiya Ali Salatu Wasalam had made sabr. Hazrat Abu Abdurrahman Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the very famous Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, narrates and says, قال كأني أنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحكي نبيا من الأنبياء. At this time when he was narrating it, long after he heard it from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, but that scene is clearly in front of me when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was telling us, he narrated to us the instance of one of Allah's Nabi, one of Allah's Rasul, that what, how he had exercised patience. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhim. May Allah Ta'ala's peace and Allah Ta'ala's special mercies be upon them. As Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud mentioned here, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhim, may Allah give us also tawfiq that whenever we hear the name of any Nabi, of any Rasul, then we also send durood upon them. First, durood is on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and together with that, when the other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam are mentioned, we should also send durood. It comes in the hadith sharif, Al-Bakhilu idha zukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. That a real miserly and stingy person is that when my name is taken in front of him, he still does not even send durood. Just to move our lips a little bit and to send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very great ibadah. Whenever, like in this dars or in a bayan, wherever we read in a kitab the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everywhere we should read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained, Darabahu qawmahu fa'admawhu. His people had hit that Nabi so much that they made the blood flow from his body. So much they had hit him, but the Nabi on his side, how much sabr he made, وَهُوَ يَمْسَحُ الدَّمْ عَنْ وَجْهِهِ. And he was wiping this blood from his face. They hit him right on his face also. That is the place of the greatest honor of a person. And if a person does have to punish anyone, like a student or in the past when they were slaves, we were warned also that do not punish on the face, do not hit on the face. And today also we should think there is a lot of wife abuse. Many men still hit their wives, which is totally wrong in any case. And to slap them on the face, etc., that is the worst thing we can do. We should have respect for our wives and not treat them like as though they are animals or something. That is very wrong. So anyway, he was wiping the blood from his face, and the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam carried on saying, Allahumma ghfir li qawmi, O Allah, forgive my people, fa innahum la ya'lamun. for they do not know the gravity and the seriousness of what they are doing. So this is how the Nabi made sabr, that even when his own people, and he, a Nabi, how much yaqeen he has got on his nabuwat, that Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to speak to him directly, and the Nabi was through and through wishing only for the goodness of his people. But instead of accepting, they assaulted him, they hit him in this bad way, and not only did they make sabr, but made dua for them also. There and many other riwayat that, oh Allah, guide them also, forgive them for the wrong that they are doing. So this is a great lesson for us to learn, and for everyone who is in a place of authority and the people below us do anything there to hurt us, etc., it's a time to make sabr also, where we must correct matters also, whether it is our family members, our children, or an ustad, his students, etc., or a sheikh with his murid, and if they misbehave in any way, where they have to be corrected also, on the side of the elders, they should make sabr also. When the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam made so much sabr, how much sabr shouldn't we also make? So sabr is a great, great quality that we have to work and develop within us before the time of necessity comes. Like we don't fill up our petrol tank when it's run completely dry. We fill it up before time so we don't have to face the occasion that now we are stuck on the road. Like that, sabr, we should also develop it before, so that when any difficulty comes, we can just carry on with our journey and we handle that situation in the most correct way. If we did not learn how to make sabr, the smallest little problem comes and then there is depression, then there is revenge, then there is screaming, wailing, then there are court cases and everything else follows. But if we learn the quality of sabr, and Allah Ta'ala's rewards on sabr are also so great, which a person will acquire. May Allah let us learn our whole deen, and may it become practical in our lives, and that we live nicely in this world, and get the great rewards of it in the akhirah.